بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب المحافظة على ما اعتاده من الخير. The chapter on being steadfast on good habits, good things. What we normally call معمولات, where a person is steadfast about his good practices. Person has got a habit, or person has started, for example, reading Surah Yasin every morning, starting the day with Surah Yasin. So Babul Muhafazati, the chapter on looking after that good practice. That mamulat that you got, it doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's cold, or you're finding it a bit difficult, but you're looking after that good action. A person has got a habit of tahajjud salat, he's taking care of that tahajjud salat. Nothing must come in the way of that tahajjud salat, to such an extent that the night before also he's preparing that the tahajjud salat I got tomorrow morning, I mustn't end up sleeping late. So if anybody is inviting me after Isha for a braai, inviting me for some dawat or so for the friends to get together, I'm already calculating in my head that I don't want that to affect my fajr, my tahajjud salah, because I know if I'm going to sleep late, then I'm going to find it hard to wake up for that tahajjud salah. Like that, a person is in a habit of making certain zikr every day. So looking after that zikr also is part of muhafaza, looking after your good actions. So this chapter is got to do with any good actions that a person has got. So look after that, and don't let it just go past. Maybe it's December season, it's a holiday season, people are all in jovial mood. So we think, okay, never mind. That good habit I've got of that zikr, of reading Surah Yasin in the morning, or that good habit of going early for salah, making dua before namaz, whatever good practices a person has got, firstly we should bring it to the level where it now becomes a habit. Once we got it in that level that it becomes a habit, then don't leave that habit. Look after the thing. It is very, very precious. So this is what this is called. In Arabic we refer to it as istiqamat. And in Urdu we talk about pabandi. In muamalat, a person is looking after his good deeds. It mustn't slip away and he loses that beautiful opportunity he had of looking after those good deeds. Or it may just be something very simple. Like for example, a person feeding the birds every day, he's got a habit that I feed the birds after Fajr. So even that is a good action, person should look after it. Don't let it just slip away. I'm just lazy now, okay, I know I'll do it, I used to do it. A person looks after his good actions, it will stay with him right till the day he's gone. And as we'll see in one hadith also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person is habitual of doing some good action. The day he's sick and he's unwell, he can't do it because of his sickness or because of travel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as though he has done it. Why? Because he already had that habit of doing it. So now that he can't do it for whatever reason, either it's sickness or because of travel, now Allah ta'ala will make it such that he'll get the full reward of doing it because he brought it to the level of a habit and adat. قال الله تعالى إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah ta'ala says Allah does not change the condition of a nation until they change the condition within themselves. Until the nation changes the condition within themselves. In other words, they come onto good, people come onto good, they come onto good practices, good a'mal, then Allah Ta'ala will change conditions. This is very important, especially in today's time and age. We keep asking that why is the conditions of the Muslims so low? Why is it so pathetic? Allah Ta'ala won't just change our conditions like that until we ourselves change our own conditions. In other words, we make an effort to improve our iman, we make an effort to improve our taqwa, we come onto deen and Allah Ta'ala will change our condition. If we just want to live lives of being carefree, not worried whether it's salah time, not salah time, salah can be missed, it doesn't matter, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone looks the same, everyone behaves in the same fashion, all celebrating the same occasions, then what difference it makes? So therefore we have to make it a point of changing ourselves, Allah Ta'ala will change our condition. See what a powerful ayat this ayat in Surah Al-Ra'd was. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَدْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. Allah Ta'ala says, do not be like the woman who shredded her spun yarn to threads after she strengthened it. That woman, the whole day she made, she spun yarn and she got it strong, that yarn, and then at the end of the day what she did, she just undid everything. So do not be like that type of woman. Why? Because you're wasting your efforts. All day making effort to bring amal in our lives and to bring good qualities in our lives, bring habits in our life, good habits. And then after that, when this season comes, or when a person just feels like he just leaves it out, so all that effort to bring that practice in the life now gets lost out. So istiqamat is a thing. Ulama explained that it has three levels. The first level is mashakkat. I'm trying to get some good qualities in my life. For example, I'm trying to go for every salah to the masjid. So the first level is mashakkat, is difficult. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to going for every salah to the masjid. I have to force myself. I have to make an effort. So that level is called mashakkat, the level of difficulty. The second level is called a level of adat. After a person makes it a practice, he forces himself, it becomes habit in his life. Any good deed for this matter, after he makes an effort now, it becomes a habit in his life that I do the certain good deed, a certain habit I've got, it becomes a habit. So from mashakkat it went to adat. And after adat, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, now it reaches this third stage, and that third stage is called lazzat. The person actually starts getting enjoyment. Enjoyment in his salah, enjoyment in his tilawat of Quran, enjoyment in the dua, enjoyment in doing good deeds. So sometimes you find the person say, but hey, I'm not getting any enjoyment in my salat. I'm not getting any enjoyment in my Quran. But we didn't even go through the first two stages of mashakkat, of difficulty. We didn't go to the level of adat where now this has become a habit in my life. How do we expect to get that lazzat, which is the third stage? That will only come later on. So therefore we must first strive to get these first two levels, the level of mashakkat, difficulty, then bring it to adat, habit, and then Allah Ta'ala will give us that lazzat. That is not the objective. Enjoyment is not the objective. Enjoyment is there just as a cherry on the top. It is not the object. The object is the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وقال تعالى ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم من سورة الحديد. Allah Ta'ala says, do not become like those who were given the book before, after which a long period of time elapsed and their hearts hardened. People of the book, the Ahli Kitab, they were given the Kitab, they were given the book, and after a long period of time, what happened? Hearts became hardened. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So their hearts hardened towards the message, not accepting the message. One more ayat will do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَا رَعُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَيَتِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, but they did not observe it as they ought to have observed. Those that innovated and they brought about new things. What Allah Ta'ala did not make haram for them, they decided to be, let us make our own things haram upon ourselves. And now the levels of observation, they didn't observe. What they're supposed to be doing, they didn't do. They went beyond the limits. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like that. In other words, when you're doing things also, do it within the limits. Everything has to be done within the limits of Shariat. No such thing as introducing new things and going beyond the limits of Shariat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Such a beautiful deen we have. This level, this istiqamat, especially in our amals, in our ma'amulats, in our practices, is something very important. And we should try and make it a habit. For example, my habit is, before I sleep, I read all the du'as of sleeping, and then I sleep. So now a person doesn't, even if he's very tired, he'll make sure that he reads all his du'as of sleeping before he sleeps. And when he wakes up also, I wake up and I read my du'as, that becomes a habit. When I go home, example from the masjid, I read Quran for a short while. Even if a person can't read for a long time, even at least for a short while, but he doesn't break that habit. The day he's very tired also, he'll make it a point, okay, never mind, today I'll read a little bit shorter, but I won't miss it out. I won't leave out this good habit I got of reciting Quran before I take a rest. So all these actions we go and we make it. This is the beauty in a person's deen. Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Mamulat ka pabandi, taraqqi ka zinat. Then the pabandi, being paband on a person's mamulat, on his actions, is actually the beauty of making progress. The beauty of progress is what? Is a person being paband on what he's doing. It's paband, Allah Ta'ala will cause him to make progress. So we all want to have some type of progress. The progress we can get in our lives is whatever little we're doing for now, let us have a habit, making a good habit of continuing with it, and inshallah we should try and increase upon it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.